Okay, you might say, I was the youngest of five... what?
Children.
Okay. Are there any names that people use instead of children?
Child.
I mean, for children, what would you say other than children?
Other than children?
Oops. I was the youngest of five children, or five...
sisters, brothers.
Okay. A name that a child is known by just in the family, you know, nobody calls you that, but just in your family, would be what? Your what name?
Meshach.
No, nobody calls you that except just in your family. I mean, like, it's, nobody knows it, you know?
Oh.
But there's a certain kind of name.
Nickname or something.
Okay, okay. Let's see. What do you call a thing that you can put a baby in and the baby lies down and you can push it along, you know, and it's got a little cowl thing that comes up over it?
Cradle.
Okay, but this is something on wheels that you can push.
Oh, a buggy.
Okay, and if you're going to take the baby out in the buggy, you might say you're going to what the baby?
Push him.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, if you had children, you'd say your children are your sons and your...
If I had children, it would be my sons and my wife.
Your sons...
Okay. And his wife.
No. Okay, you have children, all right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the boys would be your sons.
Yeah.
And then there'd be some more, probably, and they'd be...
My daughters.
Okay. And daughters are always, not boys, but...
Girls.
Okay, yeah. Okay, if a woman is going to have a baby, you'd say she's what?
She's expecting.
Okay, any other words you might use?
No.
Okay, are there any joking ways of talking about it?
See, she's just big.
Okay, okay. If you don't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you might send for would be called a... Okay. If a boy has the same color hair and same eyes as his father and same shape nose, you know, and same shape ears and that kind of thing, you'd say he what?
It's an image of his daddy.
Okay. And suppose he acquires the same mannerisms and the behavior of his father, you'd say what?
Takes after him.
Okay. What if he starts picking up his father's bad habits? Would you use any other word?
Background. Let me see. Footsteps.
What about footsteps?
You follow in his footsteps.
Okay, okay. You might say, so-and-so had a hard life. Her husband died and she, what? Six children all by herself.
Took care of six children by herself.
Okay. Is there any other word you might use instead of took care? Took care?
No.
Okay. To a small child who's misbehaved, you might say, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
whooping.
Okay. Or what?
Splash, slap, something.
Okay. What's the difference between a whooping and a slap?
Whooping, you get hit everywhere. Slap, you just get hit in the face.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Oh, okay. Say that a little boy, small boy, says that to another boy. Niggas, there's going to be a fight. You know, they're going to fight. One little kid says to the other little kid, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good, what?
Repeat it again?
Same thing as we said before, but this is one little boy says it to another little boy. If you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
hit.
Okay, anything else? There's going to be a real fight.
Fist.
That's okay. Okay. What if it was two older boys, like two guys your age? You know, one of them might say to the other one, you do that again, I'm going to give you a good, what?
Chicken.
Okay, anything else? Would you ever say whipping or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Just what?
Good fight. Just fight.
Okay.